Hey, Ed, I was going to deploy this 20 feet at 10, but because of the sun being where it is, we're going to have to deploy it a little bit more toward the 2 o'clock position. I think that'll be okay, though. That'll give you a good shot right in here. Let's see if I can keep the sun from getting in the camera at all.
Hey, Al, we have a pretty bright image on that TV. Could you either move it or stop it down?
Okay, I'm going to have to stop it down. That's as far as it goes, Houston. How does that look to you?
No, it still looks the same, Al. Why don't you try shifting the scene?
Okay, I'm going. The problem is, Lim is very reflective. Let me, I got two charges. Let me go over here further to the side. Can you check and see if it reflects too much? And if it does, I'll have to go stick it in the shade. And then maybe shine past the limb. Of course, that makes it not too good either, but maybe the best we can do. Let's see how this looks to
you. Okay, Alan, also you might try the automatic light control to the outside.
How does that look, Houston?
Still looks the same, Al. We have a very bright image at the top, and it's blacked out at the for 80% of the bottom.
Man, oh man, did that thing deploy? Well, I tell you what, let me do, Houston. Let me move it around here back so the back is to the sun, and maybe that'll help. Maybe that's just the way we're going to have to do it.
Okay, Al, go ahead.
Okay, once we learn a trick, I think we can do it each time. That may do it. That may do it right there, Houston.
Al, we haven't seen any change at all. Why don't you go ahead and take and put your glove in front of the lens for not over to see whether we can get any change at all.
What do you see now?
Still the same, Al. We've got a very bright part, about 20% of the top, and black at the bottom.
Yeah. Got any suggestions?
Stand by, Al.
Point it in a non-bright area. Let me point it. Got pointed away from the sun here. Maybe ground trouble. I hope it is. All the connections look good.
Take a good close look at that lens and make sure it's in the right configuration.
Okay. I've got it on focus at infinity. I've got the zoom at 30, 40 or 50. I'll put it at 75. And I got the f-stop at 22.
Roger, Al, we copy.
I got it pointing exactly opposite of the sun here, so,
Al, we see no change at all in the scene. Why don't you just give it a little tap, but maybe the colors will turn up.
Antenna, will it?
Stand by on that, Pete.
All right.
no problem.
Okay. Hey, Al.
Yep.
Come over here. You're going to have to help me line up this antenna.
All right.
Houston, I'm going to leave the camera just pointed off in the distance. If you get any ideas, I'd be glad to work on it for you.
Roger, I'll try and point it off where you don't get any reflections into it, and we'll be thinking about it here on the ground.
Okay. Now, the plug that runs right into the back of the TV is sort of a white plastic material, and it looks like it's cracked and maybe been melted a little bit. Doesn't look typical of that sort of connector.
Stand around the back. No, no. No, you got to go around. Go around so you can look at the antenna and tell me when I got it pointed at the earth.
All right.
No, don't get underneath it. Attaboy.
Okay.
Now, let's see what I mean. This thing, you're going to have really going to have to watch that outset. You can tip over this whole antenna without even blinking at it.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you see the earth?
No.
So you got to get around here. The earth and the sun are right lined up. You're going to have to look right into the sun and look up in the sky and watch it. You're on a TV antenna. I mean, cable. See what I'm trying to do? I got to pitch over now, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is. I got you now. Good looking item.
Yeah.
I tell you where you need to go, Pete.
Need to...
See, that's good.
Now you need to point. You need to rotate the whole thing counterclockwise.
Good. You're getting there. Getting there. The old earth is hanging up there.
Amazing. How much further?
Oh, I'd say another 3 or 4 degrees, maybe.
Stop. No more.
Okay, now, wait. That looks just good as far as angle. Now, up and down, I can move in a little closer. That'll help you. Okay, come down with it.
Touch you now. I'm going to send you down.
Go down.
Come on down.
Coming. Okay, stop. Now go clockwise. A little more. I'd say you're pretty close to right on here, Pete.
All right, now wait a minute. Don't let me knock it over, but I got
to... Okay, let me try to stabilize it for you.
Yeah, but every time you do, you push it in there.
Okay, you go ahead.
That's difficult because it's so tender up here on these legs.
I don't see the earth anywhere in the sight.
It's close.
Got any ideas of which way to go?
Yeah, just like that.
I tell you, we're going to have to... Let's push these legs in a little bit and get this thing more stable. Get this thing in the dirt.
Okay. Don't break them. This thing's delicate.
I know it. Now it's in the dirt. Now let's line it up.
Okay, can you look right down the mast?
Yeah, looks like it's lined up to me.
You just have to move in and track because you're awfully close.
How about it? How is it in azimuth? I'll look for it. Pitch.
Come a little bit more clockwise.
You're right on, Dave. Stop.
Now run it up and down the pitch and you're bound to get it.
So I got to go the other way, yeah.
Hold it.
Take your hands off it.
I can't. It'll fall over.
No, leave it alone.
You're pulling on it here.
Oh, leave it alone.
Okay, I've got my hands on it. It's standing there.
Ah.
Be delicate, because this pulls on it, see?
Yeah.
Got it?
In any closer to the right side of your pulses.
Okay.
I'll put out the solar wind collector. Before I do, let me get a camera out here so I can take a picture, Pete. Get out that solar wind collector.
Okay. Earth, I have you in the S-band and antenna site. Now what's next?
Okay. For me, it's solar wind collection.
Okay.
Al, when you finish up the solar wind, would you give one more last try on that camera? Try opening up the f-stop all the way and exercise
sure
the
will.
Zoom.
I sure will. But we sure don't want to touch those cables.
Nope, you got to stay away from those cables. You're right. Got a camera with you?
I certainly do.
Okay, just hang on to it. Houston, how long have we been out?
Pete, you've been out 1 hour and 2 minutes, and you're both running about 2 minutes off nominal. Behind.
Okay.
How far in are you able to get it?
Ah, 100
measured it in about over a foot, I'd say, and it didn't look like it was any harder towards the end than right at the beginning. Okay, now I'm going to move the focus a bit and see what happens.
Roger, I'll go ahead. Don't spend too much time on it. You're running a tad behind.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I can feel that the wheels, when I hold the end of the lens, I can feel the wheels running because I can feel something in motion inside. Okay, now, I've just changed completely the settings I had before.
Okay, yeah, Al, we see no change down here.
But I can sure try something.
Watch the press on.
Okay. Let me try another F-stop, the other way. How's that?
That's no change down here, Al. That's coming in there now, Al. Okay, what change did you make?
I hit it on the top with my hammer. I figured we didn't have a thing to lose. I just
skillful fix,
on the
Al.
Top with this hammer I've got. Yeah, that's still craftsmanship.
Hello.
Hey, that, Al?
Yes, sir.
That part has already sheared this thing.
Never touched it.
Okay. What should we do now with the lens, Houston?
Okay, why don't you give it one more light wrap and also cut down on the f-stop.
All right, we'll do. Now, is the zoom right for you? I'm in.
Al, we're still not getting a good picture. Why don't you press on and we'll try to get back to it later if we have time.
Okay, I'll pound it a little bit. There you go. I'll just leave it like it is. Point it slightly towards the limb here so that if you do get a picture, you can see something. There you go. Now, that ought to give you some sort of a picture that you can think about. I'll be glad to come back and work on it. Gotta go to work again. Al?
Yes, sir.
What I need is a piece of tape.
Good luck.
Well, there's all kinds of tape around here.